Orot HaTorah, Shir number 7. Rav Kook quotes the Mishnah from Pirkei Avot. All who engage in Torah Lishma, Zocheh L'Dvarim HaRbeh, merit many things. Those who study Torah for its own sake will see the godly ideals in the many details of Torah, because you're studying Torah in order to increase Torah knowledge. And the more knowledge you have, the more you can be aware of the details of Hashem. And regarding the overall illumination radiating in the details, the Mishnah continues. And furthermore, the entire universe is worthwhile for them, because you're able to see Hashem as the heart and soul of everything. As one studies simple matters in Torah, not the complicated aspects, but the practical details of halacha, one should observe, says Rav Kook, how the supreme light of the Torah's ideals descends in a wondrous fashion until settling ever so precisely in the realm of deeds. First, I want to pick up on just the language that Rav Kook uses. You see, so many people appear just miserable and broken-spirited in the religious world. They walk around looking so grumpy. You think, how can this be what Hashem has chosen? How can you be animated by sadness and seriousness all the time? Where's the joy? Where's the light? Where's the expansive thought? And the language that Rav Kook uses, the language of spirituality, of light, of illumination, that's really what Torah is meant to give us, not some bent over, depressed nature. And he continues, one should open one's heart to this great wonder, to the sense of being illuminated, being aware. The powerful life force that emanates from the source of the Holy of Holies and fills the entire world via the Jewish people, via the Torah Sheba'al Peh, which was created, the oral Torah, which came out of the holy people of Israel. One should know with clarity that the light that is so constricted inside the words and the letters, in the customs and the laws and the ideas, in the discussions in the Gemara and the Talmud, encounters the supreme light that transcends all of these. Essentially, if you're learning Torah for its own sake, to increase knowledge and to grow in one's awareness of Hashem, one creates, you've got the two lights. You've got the Torah, which came from Hashem, and then you've got the oral law, which emerged from us. When we merge those two together, so we're studying Torah and we're focusing on those details, that creates the greatest illumination, because we're able to radiate the essence and the message of the Torah in its most explicit way. So if you only study the written word, there's a certain engagement with that spirituality, with that light, with Hashem, but we're a little bit locked because it doesn't really go into the details. Then when we merge those details into the written text, that's the most profound explosion of the message of Torah. The details, how we live the ideals of the Torah, are then expressed in the way that we practice it. So one way to study Torah with pure motives, lishma, for its purpose, to grow in Torah awareness, to know it, is to study with the goal of enriching Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people as a collection, with great spiritual forces. When the light of Torah, as well as this connection and respect for the Torah, shines in the heart of just one person of the Jewish people, it actually strengthens everybody. Because when we can identify with our culture and our customs, with our values and our beliefs, then the whole nation is strengthened. And you know what's so beautiful? Rav Kook writes, and that individual soul, just on your own, you're listening to the shir, then you just recognize, and this individual soul, as it confers a blessing to the entire nation, grows in stature and beauty. It's perfected. The soul is perfected. It sends forth numerous powerful shoots, putting down roots and strengthening itself and the people. Quotes the Pasuk from Shir HaShirim, your palate is like the choicest wine gliding down smoothly to my beloved, making the lips of those sleeping speak. When our motives are pure and we experience the beauty, the joy, the sweetness of Torah, we actually nourish the Jewish people, awakening those who are still sleeping. Have a great day.